time for our Thursday morning conversation. As promised, we're joined by some folks from the Tumwalt Community Thrift Shop, folks from the board of directors at our Tumwalt Community Thrift Shop, Tim Haskin and Cindy Westcott, here with us this morning. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you, too, for being here this morning. First of all, Tim, tell us a little bit about the Tumwalt Community Thrift Shop. We know that Sharon Eisenman got an idea because she was driving a Woodruff all the time to their community thrift shop. She said to her friend, we should do this in Tumwalt, and here we are.
And here we are.
And how many years now so far?
Let's see. I think we started in 18?
July of 2019.
19. Okay.
Time
just
flies
before pandemic.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. So here we are about 4 years into this thing. And Cindy, how long have you been involved with the board?
From the beginning.
From the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now, when this thing all started getting put together, could you have envisioned back then that it would be everything it is right now?
I really could. I knew about the thrift shop in Minocqua and all the great that they do for the Northwoods. And yeah, the business plan is very simple. Everyone that's involved in it is a volunteer, so there's no payroll. And everything we sell is donated.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong with something like that other than trying to find a good spot that's big enough to host it all.
Yes, and Tim, how is the new location working out? Last time we were here together, we found out some people weren't following all the rules, but has that changed, and how is this new location? It's everything and all that more, right?
Things have definitely improved. We have fewer drop-in runs. That was a bit of a problem for a while. It still happens from time to time, but we're managing it.
Good.
The new building, when we first looked at it, we thought, well, this thing is huge. We'll never have a space problem again. And guess what?
it just keeps on growing.
Yep. We are working very hard at inventory management now.
Okay. How does that work? I mean, with all the different eclectic mix of stuff that must come into a thrift store, how does it get decided what goes on the shelf now and what has to wait? Either one of you.
Well, we have a great group of volunteers that meet the donors at the back door, and they go through everything. And what comes in, if it is good and saleable, they make sure that it is clean. If it's dishes or whatever, they wash them. They mm-hmm. make sure everything is clean. Clothing, we do the same thing with. If things are broken, we toss them out. If they are not good enough to resell, but it's good clothing, the material can be cut up into mill rags, and the mill buys them from us. So our volunteers cut them up.
Wow.
We throw very little away.
Yeah.
We save.
And that's a very good thing. I've always been a fan of Antiques Roadshow and the picker shows, and I always thought, boy, if I ever get to move back here to Tumwalt, I wouldn't mind being one of those volunteers that receive all the stuff because you get first dibs.
Absolutely.
I would assume that. How does that work? Now, in all seriousness, do the volunteers get first dibs on the stuff that comes into the store?
Well, they see it first.
Okay.
When our things come through the store, it's almost like a chain of command. It starts out with the first sorters that go through and make sure everything is in good order.
Okay.
That we don't have to throw it away or cut it apart. And then it goes through to different people who do pricing on it. Now, they may go back and say, hey, I know this is what you've been looking for.
Yeah.
And if that volunteer wants to pay the price, then they can.
Understood. So, yeah, they're not taking stuff. They're not. It's not free.
No.
They're still going to pay for whatever it's worth. But
right.
You do get first dibs.
We do get first dibs.
So there's another
reason to volunteer.
Absolutely. Are volunteers needed? Are you guys all set or are you still looking for volunteers?
We could always use volunteers there. We're open 5 days a week. And we do have multiple people in the back just handling the inventory, just getting it in, making sure it's clean and good shape, marking, tagging, and getting it out on the floor.
Who makes a good volunteer at the Tumwalt Community Thrift Store? I would assume that you probably try to be flexible with your times for scheduling folks, right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't matter if you only have an hour a week or if you want to come in every day. We always accept whatever you have. But we need people that also can guarantee that they could be there. You know, a lot of them will say, well, I can only work on a Tuesday for 3 hours. that's perfectly fine. But at least then we can count on those right. 3 hours.
Good deal. So just call the thrift store, stop by and say, you know what? I love this place. I'd like to work here sometimes.
Absolutely.
Boy, that's awesome. And the bottom line is all the money that comes into the thrift store goes right back into the community in the form of grants for nonprofit organizations. And we were talking before that we're not going to be listing a lot of specific awards. I hope I can tell the whole big total here all at once for this last time around.
Absolutely.
$20,776 have been awarded to nonprofits this time around.
Absolutely.
Correct.
And that comes to almost $80,000 going right back into this community since the doors opened in July of 2019. That's a big number.
And more to come.
And more to come. And we're going to get into that. The criteria for getting these grants from the Tomahawk Community Thrift Store, it's important that people follow the criteria. Not everybody is eligible, but generally speaking, if you're a nonprofit, and you've got some needs that can be confirmed. Tim, take us through that process of how people get qualified to receive these grants.
Well, we take grant applications all year long. We issue grants twice a year, July and January, and the grant committee reviews those applications. First, we make sure that they are a registered not-for-profit and that their number appears on the list.
So you got to have paperwork.
Correct.
Okay.
We need to be able to verify that. The other thing is we like to look at how many people in our community we're helping. The more you help, the more effective those dollars are going to be. Of course, the more likely you are to receive funds. Not everybody has received funds that's applied. There were some that we couldn't verify their registration. Others, there wasn't a specific use for the funds that was identified. So it makes it a little difficult to give money out if we don't know what it's going to be doing.
So if you have a specific project that's already been outlined and you're going to need some funds to cover that, that's where you're looking. Specifics.
Correct.
Okay, just a fund to have, generally speaking, for our group, but there's specific uses.
Correct. Okay. Now, when somebody like a food pantry comes to us, it's pretty obvious
right.
where those dollars are going, mm-hmm. so they don't have a project per se. But if you're a not-for-profit and you have a project or a specific use for those funds, it's nice if you identify that on the application, because it gives that grant committee an opportunity to understand exactly how we're affecting the community.
Hmm. And we're not going to get into specific numbers, but we will tell the folks that got the grants this period of time, right?
Right.
And you also told me that basically everybody who asks usually gets what they ask for. You identify all those things, and if the money's there, they get just what they're asking for.
Yes, in the beginning we had to be a little more select and maybe not give out the full amount they were asking for because we didn't have it.
Okay.
But now that we're moved to our larger location, we've been able to pretty much give what they need for specific projects that they're doing.
I think this is exciting because I'm already looking forward. The next time you two come here, we're going to go over the $100,000 given back to the community.
Great. That sounds wonderful.
Big, huge number. Okay, let's get right into it. Who the nonprofits were that were granted grants this period of time here in Tomahawk. Let's start with the American Legion Post 93. Great organization.
Great organization. They support programs and needs relative to our military veterans and the community. The Legion provides honor guard duties for funerals and patriotic events. The grant money that we provide will help fund numerous renovation projects for their building downtown.
Sydney, the next one's a good one, too, here in Tomahawk.
Well, everyone knows Kinship of Tomahawk. They do wonderful work with our children here. And they've been providing tutoring and study program that has been a great success this last year. They took a graduation rate of their kin's kids from 50% to 100%.
Wow.
And that was with the help of, I think it was a state or a federal grant. Well, they're not guaranteed that money, but we want them to know that this is a great thing to do. So we're helping them out in order to keep this program alive. And they also have a program that provides back-to-school backpacks for families in the area and for their kin's kids. And these are all things that are really great. And if they can help these kids graduate high school and get onto a good life, I don't know what better use for money.
Absolutely fantastic when we support the kids. Another great thing to support is our outdoors, Tim.
Yep, Lincoln County Sports Club's receiving a grant. They offer free classes for hunter education, as well as adults take the DNR courses and learn to trap shoot, both youth and adults. I think they have facilities improvements that they're making down there.
They do have that they have been making in order to have more safety features put in.
And they're also getting an all-terrain wheelchair for Lincoln, Langlade, Marathon, and Oneida counties at no cost.
So anybody that has issues getting around, there won't be those issues out at the Lincoln County Sports Club. They can participate like everybody else.
That's correct.
And, of course, all the one-on-one instruction, learning the way to properly handle a shotgun, the ammo, all that stuff is all provided to the folks at no cost.
All
and
very
it's
important.
It's a fun course. I took that, and they show you how to trap shoot. It's fun. It's harder than it looks.
Yeah.
But
We have a great time. That's what I thought. The first time I went trap shooting, boom, got it. First time. And I thought, I'm never going to hit this thing. Boom, first time. I don't think I hit it again, but I hit it the first time.
Right. Isn't that crazy?
It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun. And another one here that's coming up as well, the scholarships that they give out at the Sportsman Club as well is also help with these funds, right?
Right. And these are to Merrill and Tomahawk High School students that are going into a conservation-related field.
Open Arms Community Meal is also a fantastic part of Tomahawk.
Free hot meals and a safe space for community fellowship once every week for anyone in the Tomahawk area. Let's see, they serve over 4,000 meals a year. Program runs entirely on volunteers, including 25 to 30 community volunteers and members of the Tomahawk School District, Kinship, and 4-H. Salvation Army provides help to those families in need from the Tomahawk area as well.
So Open Arms Community Meal is a function of the Tomahawk Salvation Army, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so a good thing we're getting them some money.
Now, the Open Arms Community Meal Project is different than the Salvation Army, but we also do donate to the Salvation Army.
Okay.
Oh, I see. They
understood. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that's two different checks were given, one to Open Arms Community Meal, the other one to the Salvation Army.
Right.
Salvation Army with their backpack program and everything else to do. When you have nowhere else to turn, the Tomahawk Salvation Army is there to help.
Absolutely.
Good they have money to do their job. Tomahawk Emergency Food Pantry, thank goodness we have that.
Yes, we do. The food pantry gathers together and dispenses both the food and vouchers to the hungry in our community. The pantry is stocked with the non-perishable food, and then the vouchers are used at the grocery store in town to buy the perishable items that are needed.
Good, good. I'm glad that they're going to have money, too. Now, I've only been there once, and I'll be honest with you, the first time I saw the Tomahawk Puppy Pound, I thought, we can do better than this here in Tomahawk.
And I think it was run over.
Oh.
It's now broken. It does not hold the puppies anymore because they escape.
Okay.
And then they're roaming back out. But what it's for is for the strays, the runaways, that do, you know, they do get picked up, found, and they brought there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only there for about 48 to 72 hours while their owners are trying to be located. And after that, if no one picks them up, then they're transported to the big house down in Merrill or the Humane Society.
Just out of curiosity, have anybody on the committee here that grants these monies to folks, do you get to see what the projects that they're working on are going to look like and say, yeah, we want to fund that?
Yes, they had a complete breakdown of everything they were going to do to build new pounds for these dogs. And how they're building them is to have the kennels in place, but also make sure that they are safe for the hot summer heat and the cold in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. I'm just glad that we have one. I'm glad that the police department kind of runs that, right?
Exactly, yes.
You know what? And so this is great because taxpayers are probably feeling, you know, we pay enough taxes. So this is above and beyond what they're taking in taxes to get some of these jobs done.
Right.
This is a non-budgeted project for the city. And it's one that we felt we could help with to eliminate the need for the city to cut back somewhere else in order to afford this.
This is outstanding. I got some goosebumps there because sometimes when you hit that financial wall, you think, okay, what are we going to do? We need this. We have to get this done. Where do we turn?
Right. Absolutely. And you know, Jeff, I was with Tate for a number of years, and you spend so much time trying to fundraise to get your programs going. But now these people, our goal is to have them help and do their missions and not just spend so much time on fundraising.
If there were more volunteers available to be in the store, would the store be open more often?
Yes.
Okay. So that's really, if people are like, you know, I wish you guys were open a little bit longer and on more days and during more times, that's right. What it's going to take to get that done.
Yeah. Some of our volunteers are here seasonally. And for that reason, we have winter hours that exclude Thursdays. We run short on volunteers to cover the shop. So if we had more, we could certainly look at increasing those hours.
The people that are there volunteering right now, I would assume, and I'll bet this is a safe assumption, I'll bet you once they start working there, they stick around for a while.
We have volunteers that have been with us from the very start, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, the interaction between the community, finding all those good things, and just seeing all the cool stuff that goes in and out of the store, that's something all in and of itself.
Oh, it is. We have shoppers that are in there multiple times a week, and they're like old friends. You know, they walk in the door, and all we hear is, this is such a clean, inviting, welcoming place, and everybody's having fun.
And as far as the hours, what are the regular hours at the Tomahawk Community Thrift Shop?
We are open Tuesday through Saturday, and our hours are 10 until 3, except on Wednesdays when we open at noon and close at 5.
Okay, and again, you have to get those hours scheduled around the volunteer help that's there and available on those days.
Exactly. Yep.
People that want to volunteer, just go into the store and say, you know what, put me to work.
Absolutely. They come in or they call and say they want to join us. We do have them fill out an application so that we have their information and what they're interested in. We have different jobs for everybody. I mean, we need people that have enough muscle to be able to move some furniture. We have mm-hmm. people that run the cash registers. We have people that like to do a load of laundry once in a while or wash up some of the glassware that comes in. You know, just different things. Stock shelves, do whatever.
If you got time, you'll figure out a way to use it constructively.
Oh, yeah.
A good thing to remember here, and I'd like to bring this up to potential volunteers, if you're looking for a place to spend your time, and we have a lot of great people in this community that do volunteer. If you're looking for a place to volunteer your time and you want to help as many people as possible, the thrift shop's a great place to do it because we support so many other organizations right here in the community.
Your volunteer hours just multiply exponentially.
Absolutely.
I don't know if I've ever asked this question. I'm going to ask you two for the first time. When folks come in from community groups, Cindy Westcott, why do you do this?
Because I believe in this town, and there are so many nonprofits in town, and they're helping everyone from the littlest, you know, person in town to the elderly to everyone in between. But they should be able to focus more on their missions and not just fundraising. It costs a lot of money to run these places and do what they want for everybody.
Tim Haskin, you're a businessman in town. I know how busy you are because I got to see some of this stuff firsthand, what you and Judy do at the Monument Shop, and so I know how busy you are. Why do you do this?
I do this because when I heard Sharon way back in 2019 talking on the radio about needing volunteers for their board, and I heard what they were planning, I knew that this was going to be a big thing. This has the potential to be a funds generator for a lot of different organizations for a very, very long time. And it has the benefit of providing a place for our community to shop and find something different on the shelves every day.
Yeah, it's like a treasure hunt every time you walk in, right?
It is.
Someday I want to be watching my Antiques Roadshow and have somebody say, I got this at the Tomahawk Community Thrift Store, and that person's going to have enough money to retire.
I hope so, too.
I think that'd be pretty cool. Cindy Westcott, Tim Haskin, thank you for doing what you're doing here in our community. And anybody that wants to get to the Tomahawk Community Thrift Shop, again, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 3, Wednesdays, noon till 5. And if you want those hours to expand, tell them that you're willing to stop by every once in a while whenever you can, and you'll pitch in and help out to expand those hours. Thank you both for doing what you're doing here in our community. I hope it's a great day for you both.
Thank you, Jeff.